Hi everyone, it's Helen here from the Black Country Talking News. Today I'm at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley and I'm joined by Anna Marie and Nick Comley who work here at the centre, and they are organising a technology week here at the centre. And we just wanted to tell you a bit more about it really. So firstly, Anna, if I can just ask you, what's a technology week and why is technology of interest to our listeners?
The technology is extremely important for visually impaired people. We are looking at how we can support our unique client group in making their lives more independent, re-abling them and enabling them to use technology which supports them in their day-to-day living. It's about taking the fear away from technology, making it fun, letting them know what is available to them, whether it's something on small scale, whether it's something on large scale, whether they've got a new phone and they don't know how to use it, they've got to go to a new place and they're a bit worried about getting there. All this information, all the technology that we're going to be demonstrating throughout the week, we hope will answer all of the questions that our service users, their friends, their families, their carers and professionals will be able to answer.
So if someone is sat at home at the moment and they're thinking, well, I've never used technology, I can't see how it's going to be any use to me, what would you say to that?
I would say to them, come along, you never know what's going to happen. The opportunities there for you from the basic things can open a whole world up to you. If you're at home, you're worried about going out, you're not confident in getting the bus or what bus to get, what routes to take, technology can help you do that. These adaptations, these apps that can be easily downloaded onto on your smart system, on your Android system, will enable you, it will interact, you can interact with them, they're voice controlled, and they will help you on that journey to where you want to go, basically.
And is technology as scary as some people might think?
Absolutely not.
Well, on that point, I'll bring in Nick. And Nick, can you tell me a bit more about some of the items that will be demonstrated on during the week?
I certainly can, Helen. Throughout the week, we're going to have a whole range of technology, both demonstrations, trials, and opportunities to learn. So we'll be trialling some very new smart tooth Bluetooth barriers that go around roadworks to guide people safely away from them. So that's the kind of practical application of technology that for people with sight loss is really helpful in terms of being able to navigate safely around their communities. At the same time, we're going to be doing some trials of a new smart cane, and that is a cane that again helps with people navigating around particularly urban areas where there's a lot of street furniture and a lot of other things to interact with, and that will give people feedback through their phones and alert them to not only hazards but also to opportunities and how they get around. We're going to be actually evaluating some what we're calling life tech hack DVDs, and just making sure that people are able to just access that kind of advice and information really quickly in a very accessible format. But throughout the week, we're also offering 3D printing workshops where people can come along and learn about the software for designing things in on a 2D screen that will then be printed in 3D. And that will be in partnership with Black Country Make. They are bringing across some of their 3D printers. Whilst they're not the quickest things to watch, so we may not recommend people stay here for the whole week to see them being printed out, certainly opportunities to create fantastic 3D printed assistive products is really important as a way of increasing the independence of people with sight loss. And then we've got the results of our pilot of using fitness trackers with a Get Active program, which is really about getting people with sight loss into planned exercise and structured activities that actually really show that if we were able to achieve a 10% improvement in someone's health, then that dramatically reduces their risk of developing really life-threatening conditions. And hopefully having a smart fitness tracker that actually is able to show that helps people not only with capturing the impact of that exercise, but also motivates them. So it gives people a reason to keep going. And then we've got some appy hours. So we've got Matt Harrison, who will be coming along and talking about all of the sort of apps that Anna Marie was talking about that you can download it now onto your smartphone. They're actually going to help people.
Have you got any examples of the kinds of apps that might involve them? What, you know, some sort of simple app that may make a difference to someone's day-to-day life?
Well, we're hoping that we will be able to have something from Georgie Phone, which is around dictation. So actually you'll be able to dictate things into your phone and it will actually then produce a list or write that for you. But similarly, translation. So you can actually use your camera and hold it up to a sign and then it will immediately translate that. So if you're travelling abroad or if you're sort of going around and need something translated from a language that you don't understand, even in the UK, it will actually translate that primarily into English, but I think there are other alternative languages that it can translate into as well.
Is this kind of technology easy for people to use and get to learn to how to do it?
I think what we've found from working with our technology forum is that for many people the frustration is actually getting things set up. And that's the role that certainly Beacon can help and play with, is once actually they're set up, then people are quite happy to go off and use them. Mm-hmm. I think the difficulty is, a lot of the time, is that you need a sighted person to be able to connect things up physically. And that's where certainly there are, you know, Be My Eyes and other apps that are available to help people get things started and set up. But that certainly is something we want to feed back to manufacturers and to product developers, is actually, if it's a smartphone or a smart personal assistant, it really needs to be simple to set up. And that's the sort of area that we hope that with 3D printing and various other app developments, we can help get people to use the technology in as simple as possible way.
And if anyone wants to come along, will they be able to try out all these things that you're talking about?
We're hoping that most of these things they will be able to try out. Certainly, as we said before, about taking the fear away, making it fun with the virtual reality, the VR 360 with the SkyTrack Golf. There's things there that people can look at and interact with. Everything there is going to be accessible to everybody at whatever level. There's going to be something there for the younger person, there's going to be something there for the elder person, there's going to be something there that will help a family member support a family member or, you know, a friend who has a visual impairment. So, but it's about finding that balance between removing the fear, showing people what's accessible, showing people that there's support there for them to enable them to use these products. As Nick quite rightly said, sometimes the fear is actually getting it set up in the first place. We can help with that, but also showing out how digital technology can also be fun.
Yeah. And is it free to attend?
It is free to attend. Excellent. And we would welcome as many people as would like to come.
So can you give us the details of when it's taking place and how, whether do people just drop in or do they need to contact you? What's...
People are free to drop in. It's week commencing the 20th of February. It's 10 till 3 every day.
Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, with a variety of things happening each day. What I would suggest is if it is something particular that you want to come and look at and want to come and explore further, then give us a ring and we'll tell you on what day that particular thing is going to be happening.
So how do people contact you then?
They can contact us on by phoning us at Beacon on 01902 880111, or you can email me at abalaram@beaconvision.org.
Okay, can you just repeat those details for me and spell out your email address as well, if that's okay?
The phone number is 01902 880111. My name is Anna Marie Balaram. The email address is abalaram, which is ABALRM, at beaconvision.org.
Right, well, thank you both very much for your time today and good luck with the event. It certainly sounds fantastic. We hope that as many of our Talking News listeners will come along as possible. And the message is, I guess, that actually, even if you've never used technology before, come along, see what we've got and see whether actually it can make a difference for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.